David Newby heads Wisconsin's AFL-CIO, which consists of more than 1,000 local union chapters within the Badger State. Newby says unions have been aggressively attacked by both the federal government and corporations since President Bush took office in 2000.
10-12 years ago, Bill Clinton was in office, and while he did give us NAFTA, for which we'll never forgive him, he was not using the full power of the federal government to destroy unions. This administration is. It's very difficult to fight back against that kind of federal political and legislative power, and it's one reason that we are going to be very heavily involved in the elections that are coming up in November.
Newby adds that more and more people are insecure over their health insurance and retirement plans, and labor unions have been trying to stop the privatization of Social Security, which the president favors. Mr. Bush has defended his actions, saying his policies are designed to be cost-effective and streamline employee benefits. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.